Ever find yourself wondering if it's time to team up?
Yeah.
Like maybe going solo's run its course?
Yeah, it's a question a lot of financial advisors face at some point, right?
For sure. And that's what we're diving into today. We've got this training video made specifically for FAs, and it's all about making the decision to join an established team or not.
Sounds like a good one to unpack, especially for our listeners who are right at that crossroads in their careers.
Exactly. So if you're feeling that pull toward a team, or maybe you're just curious about the pros and cons, stick with us. We're going to break down the key insights from this video and help you make a strategic call for your future.
Definitely a decision with long-term implications. Got to be smart about it.
Absolutely. And the first thing that jumped out at me is that this video isn't selling the whole joining a team will solve all your problems fairy tale.
It really cuts through the fluff, doesn't it? It's like wake-up call. Becoming part of a team isn't some magical fix.
Totally. It's more like you got to bring your A game even to be considered.
Yeah, teams are looking for people who are already killing it, someone who can add value from day one.
You know, it makes me think of this advisor I met at a conference a while back. He was struggling to grow his client base, wasn't super organized, kind of all over the place. And he was convinced that joining a team would be the answer.
And what happened?
He joined a team, all right. But his problems didn't magically disappear. In fact, they kind of got amplified because now he was in a more structured environment and his own disorganization just stood out even more.
Ouch. It highlights that you really got to know yourself and address those weaknesses before jumping into a team setting.
Big time. And that actually ties into the video's next point, which is all about knowing your why.
Yeah, like what's the driving force behind wanting to join a team in the first place? Got to get crystal clear on that.
And the video breaks it down into two main motivations, right? One is succession. So you're joining with a goal of eventually taking the reins from a senior advisor on the team. The other is leverage. You want to tap into the team's existing skills, maybe their client base, to fast track your own growth.
Right. It's about opportunity and accelerating your career trajectory. But both of those require a strategic fit. You can't just join any team and expect it to pan
Oh,
out.
for sure. It's like trying to shove a square peg into a round hole if your goals and the team's dynamics don't line up.
Exactly. Now, another practical nugget from the video is the emphasis on trial periods.
Right, a try before you buy kind of thing. Makes sense. I mean, this is a big decision.
It's like dating, right?
Yeah.
Before jumping into marriage, you go on dates, get to know each other, see if you're compatible. A trial period lets you experience the team's day-to-day, their culture, how they operate.
Exactly. You can observe their decision-making process, see how they handle disagreements, get a real feel for what it would be like to work together long term.
Totally. No surprises down the road.
So, to our listener, have you considered suggesting a trial period to the team you're thinking about?
It's a super smart move, minimizes the risk, right?
Big time. Now, the video also dives into the different ways you can join a team, talking about vertical and horizontal integration.
I remember this.
Vertical integration is when you're joining under someone more experienced, almost like an apprentice, and horizontal is more like coming in as a peer alongside other advisors.
Right. And I think the video made a really good point about vertical integration often being a smoother transition. You've got that built-in mentorship aspect.
Absolutely. So if you're earlier in your career and really looking for guidance, that vertical setup could be the sweet spot.
Totally. You're learning from someone who's been there, done that, got the t-shirt. Now, horizontal integration, on the other hand, while it has its advantages, can be a bit more, shall we say, delicate.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're essentially trying to blend two established businesses or work styles. So, personalities and how everyone approaches things really come into play.
It's like merging families during the holidays. Got to make sure everyone's on the same page, or it could be dot chaos.
Yeah, exactly. Team dynamics become super important. Now, speaking of dynamics, the video brings up this concept of quintiles, which might be a new term for some listeners.
Okay, quintiles. I remember thinking, what in the world is a quintile when I first watched this?
So imagine you've got all the financial advisors in the country lined up based on their performance. The top 20% are the first quintile, then the next 20%, and so on.
Got it. So it's a way to rank advisors based on how well they're doing.
Exactly. And why this matters when you're thinking about joining a team is that, well, you want to make sure your performance level is in the same ballpark.
Right. You don't want to be the rookie on a team of all stars. It's going to be tough to keep up.
And vice versa. Being the top performer on a team that's not as driven can lead to frustration, too. Mm-hmm. Like, you're constantly pulling everyone else along.
You're singing from different hymn sheets. It's not going to sound good.
Exactly. So finding a team where your performance level aligns is really key for everyone to thrive.
Now, here comes the part that might not be as fun to think about. But the video really hammers home the importance of an exit strategy.
Right. Not exactly the most romantic part of the conversation, but super crucial.
It's like a prenup for your career. Better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it.
Totally. Because look, joining the wrong team can actually hurt you in the long run. Waste time, lose momentum. So having a clear plan for if and how you'd separate, particularly how you'd handle client relationships, can save everyone a ton of headaches down the road.
So, to recap for our listeners, joining a team is a big decision, not something to jump into blindly. Know your why, do a trial run, consider those team dynamics and performance levels we talked about, and don't forget that exit strategy.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And one final thing I'd add is, beyond all these practicalities, it's really important to think about your own work style and preferences. What kind of environment allows you to do your best work? Does the team's culture feel like a good fit? Because at the end of the day, your long-term success hinges not just on your skills, but on finding a place where you can genuinely thrive.
Such great advice. Thanks for being here. And for everyone listening, thanks for diving in with us. We'll catch you on our next deep dive.
Fizia.